Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from France, we have Sister Marette Rude Christensen. Sister Marette is a contemplative nun at our monastery in Dax. Her preaching is entitled, A Clean Heart, Create for Me, O God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The reading you have just heard is taken from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches the law and how to live according to the gospel. Today is Ash Wednesday. Today we begin Lent, the liturgical season that will prepare us for Easter. Lent is thus a time of conversion for all Christians, a period during which we prepare ourselves to celebrate the risen Lord and his victory over death and over all evil. In the verses we've just read from the Bible, Jesus talks about praying, almsgiving, and fasting, which are the three traditional pillars of Lenten observance. Therefore, at the beginning of Lent, the Church reminds us that these observances are demanded to help increase and intensify our love of God and of our neighbor. Many of us make enthusiastic resolutions at the beginning of Lent, determined to accomplish all the good actions we have intended. Perhaps you will try to be a super Catholic this Lent. So you focus on good actions, almsgiving, praying, and fasting. Furthermore, you will encourage your friends to do the same. You'll go to Mass several times a week, and your example may be inspiring to other faithful. You will give money to a charitable organization through Facebook, so that your friends will see it and do the same. You will even promote your good actions on Facebook, so that your friends can see them and participate in the events. As for fasting, You will post photos of your fasting meals regularly on Instagram, just to show your friends a Catholic observance of Lent. In the end of Lent, you are satisfied. This time you really made it. You have disciplined yourself and you feel accomplished. You think you have been a great inspirator for others. Your friends have been following you for weeks and you have got hundreds of likes on Facebook and on Instagram. In today's Gospel, however, Jesus stresses that our deeds, alms, prayers, and fasting are for our Heavenly Father and not to be shown so that people may see them. When Jesus talks about our relationship to God, he is aiming towards what's going on in our hearts. Our charitable deeds are, of course, good for those who benefit from them. But we should not receive other people's admiration as a reward. All our prayers, fasting, deeds, and alms are good and well. So go ahead. God wants us to do this. It's just that Lent is a time for inner conversion. It is easier for us to perform good actions than to convert our hearts. During Lent, we are supposed to do both. But if all our good actions during Lent make us feel proud or even better than other people, we have surely missed the goal. When Jesus teaches, he looks into our hearts, wanting us to do more than just good actions. Jesus wants our hearts to be purified so that we can receive more of his love and mercy. Jesus wants something to happen in the very roots of our behavior. Since the heart is the motor of our spiritual life and of our good actions, it's here the spiritual struggle takes place. We have all something in us, a point, an inner room, an inner light, or a profound desire that we may call a sacred space. It's here we meet God. It's here we pray to God. It's here that our interior conversion takes place. God works in our hearts, in the depth of our souls. We must let this inner light coming from God warm our love and enlighten our minds. So when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. We have received our life from God, and our whole being depends on Him. Our conversion starts in distress and regret when we realize how poor and weak we are, and how far we are from God. It is, though, in this state of spiritual poverty that we are most able to embrace God's grace as a gift. True conversion lets us receive God's mercy and forgiveness. When you welcome Jesus as your Savior, Easter will arrive as a real resurrection of your life. I conclude this preaching with a prayer from today's responsorial psalm. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me.